the kingdom of Israel was coming to an end. The people were soon all going to be taken into exile and the city to be destroyed. But through the prophet Jeremiah, God left a message, a promise. "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Of this covenant, God says, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And from this covenant, I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." A few hundred years later, Jesus was sitting, celebrating the Passover meal with his disciples. And from Luke 22, continuing on from verse 20, "And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." Now notice for a moment, God promises that he will establish a new covenant. Here Jesus says the new covenant will be established in my blood. Now, what does this mean? Israel, the Jews, were familiar with the concept of blood. They were celebrating the Passover, after all, and the blood of an innocent lamb was placed onto doorposts to remember God's mercy on his people. They remembered and they knew blood in a very personal way, because that was what established the old covenant. The old covenant given to Moses was inaugurated, founded on blood. All the sacrifices they made according to the old covenant were sacrifices of animals killed, their blood spilled, so that people would go free. Yet Hebrews 10 tells us a different message. "For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered, since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins? But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." The old covenant, the sacrifices made, they weren't salvation. They were a reminder of sins. A reminder that those who draw near continually have to make sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice each year, because the blood of bulls and goats can never save them. Yet, when we draw near to the bread and the cup, we remember a very different thing. We don't get reminded of sins. We are reminded of the Saviour who saved us from sins once for all. We have been sanctified through the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. When we come to the table, we're not repeatedly offering up sins to be forgiven, because sins have already been forgiven once for all. We aren't like Israel, who have to keep making sacrifices over and over again and be reminded over and over again of how deep we are in our sins, because Jesus, by his blood, once for all, saved us from our sins for all time. His blood, when he went to the cross, when nails were put through his hands and his feet, when he put on a crown of thorns, his side was pierced, and his blood was spilled. This covenant in my blood. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. When we come to the table, we now have a choice to enter with confidence by the blood of Jesus. You can never enter into the presence of God if you're still held by sin. You can never enter if our sin is still part of us. Yet here it says, we have confidence. We enter confidently into the very presence of God because of the blood of Jesus. His sacrifice. He took the punishment we deserved. He shed his blood for us so that we may confidently draw near. So we don't approach the table reminded of how sinful we are. We are reminded of how great our Jesus is. That despite how sinful we are, he saved us. He washed us clean. And so we can draw and enter with confidence. But for some of us, perhaps this is still a reminder of sins. Still a reminder of disconnect. But for those who know Jesus personally, it is the chance to enter with confidence into the very presence of God. Lord, we thank you that you have given us your body and your blood, the bread and the cup shared with us, a reminder of just what you have done, how glorious you are, the unbelievable, perfect sacrifice, once for all. And we can remember you, our Lord, our Saviour, and we can enter and draw near to you with confidence. Lord, we pray that you would bless the cup. Pray that we would be reminded of the blood you have shed for our sake. Help us glorify, honour and praise you forever. In Jesus' precious name.